Interpersonal Communication. If you plan on becoming a coach, one of the elements that you should strongly focus on is communication, both in terms of communications between you and your participants of your course, and as a topic of your training courses and workshops. When conducting professional tasks, a waiter constantly establishes contact with various individuals. These include not only clients, but other waiters too, as well as cooks or managers. Strong communication skills are therefore one of the work tools of a waiter. As a result, it is important for the developmental path of a waiter to include the improvement of one's skills in this respect. A waiter should be aware of the existence of various forms and types of communication and should have knowledge on how to apply them appropriately. When preparing a training course, do your best to draw not only on your own experiences in this respect, but also on the knowledge of other practitioners. Refer to applicable literature as well, because our own intuition as to how certain things should be done is not always right. However, remember above all that during the training course, you should come across as a professional in the topic, so you yourself should know how to communicate properly. Gather information on how other people perceive you. Do you speak too quickly? Do you speak clearly enough? Do you use many gestures? Both verbal and non-verbal signals will be important. Remember that two-thirds of the information we collect on people is not based on what they say, but on their posture, facial expressions and gestures. As a coach, similarly to when performing the duties of a waiter, you will be judged constantly. The participants of your training course will observe the way you behave in different situations, the way you dress, and the way you speak. During your training course, you can focus strongly on various aspects concerned with the advantages of proper communication. For example, you can put some emphasis on how proper communication affects team commitment, good relations with co-workers, or helps you come across as friendly from the client's perspective. It is also important that your recipients understand the difference between communicating and conveying messages. Such information should mainly have practical meaning for the participants. Keep the theory to yourself. They will want to put what they have learned into practice as soon as possible. Therefore, use examples that will illustrate the discussed communication techniques well. Any type of role play scenes will be perfect for this purpose. You can also divide your training course into thematic modules so that every aspect of communication is combined with particular activities. For example, customer service, dining room kitchen relations, role play situations. It is up to you how to introduce a given topic, but remember that the goal is of primary importance. After finishing the training course, your recipients should know how to practice their communication skills and what the communication standards in their profession are. Communication is more than words. It also involves facial expressions, gestures, smiling, movement, verbal and non-verbal communication. It is concerned with building relations, self-confidence and self-presentation. Taking into account the wide range of aspects of communication, gaps in this process will always appear, regardless of the work experience of the course participants. You can easily create an educational path for waiters based on the development of one's communication skills and soft skills. Such skills will always be of key importance in their development path and career advancement, both in the position of maître d'hôtel, a head waiter, and finally in the position of a manager.